guys, it's me, it's Jenny, and welcome to the Nightcast podcast. How are you all, guys? Wow, it's been maybe a day or 2 days since I've posted the first season, and welcome to first episode. Welcome to the second episode of the Nightcast podcast, the season 4, and you're stuck with me, Jenny, your official podcaster or podcasting machine for the Nightcast podcast. Kidding. Anyways, on the first part, yes, we've talked about Filipino memories and such. Not only about Filipino memories, our childhood memories. It was fun. It still continues to be fun, exciting, the adrenaline rush that you can feel every single time. It's still there. It never ever ends, and it never ever changes. It just pumps up the mood every single time. And yeah, I mean, I can't discover any more ways to like give my experience with, or like share my experience with. So I'm really, really glad that you are all waiting or anticipating for every podcast episodes, seasons that I am promoting or producing. Well, this is what I love. Well, how about our Filipino audiences? How are you guys? Kamusta kayo? So, maraming salamat sa mga makikinig at sa mga nakikinig ngayon at sa mga patuloy na sumusuporta o tumatangkilik sa The Nightcast podcast. It means a lot to me, guys. Napaka-supportive ninyo. Lalo na ng mga Filipino, of course. Mandatory, no? It's not mandatory. I mean, like, almost half of my audiences on my podcast, not only here on Anchor, even on Spotify, on Google Podcasts, and every other platforms, there's always a Filipino. And the Filipino community is very, very welcoming. The Filipino community is big as hell. At napaka-warm ng support ng Filipinos sa ganitong type ng platform. Kasi hindi naman lahat or hindi karamihan ay mahilig sa podcast. Ako, gumagawa ko ng podcast, and I find time to listen to other people's podcasts. You know, to ease my boredom. I listen to some of my podcasts that I know that would have an impact on my life right now. Podcasts that I know that were connected somehow to my situation and really, really helped me. Not because those episodes were my words of wisdom or experiences, but they help me as a person. Like, whenever I hear my podcast, I don't think that I am the podcaster or the one talking there. I always feel like someone is talking, or other people are talking about their experiences. I always don't try to put it in my head that, oh, this is just my podcast and I'm not going to hear it. No, it's like I'm appreciating the art that I'm doing. This isn't only a part time for me or a work, because, you know, there are still a lot of issues about podcasting and paying, especially here in the Philippines. So the only payment that is available is on US. But let's not mind that. What the important thing is. I get to share my emotions, my experience, everything that I've learned within this lifetime. So I'm very, very thankful for that. Well, anyways, let's move on. I've mentioned, on my podcast, yeah, on my season 1, that I'm going to talk about how love matters, especially on Filipino couples. So, let's tune in. Thank you. Okay, so Filipinos are they are matured in a lot of sense. Okay, people are mature, not only Filipinos, and there are a lot of issues regarding things, you know, things in life, things in family, things in everything, and it just sums up how life can be exciting and at the same time cruel as it can be. But yeah, you know, having been in a relationship, maybe it's a foreigner, a Filipino, a Caucasian, an Asian or whatever. Well, Filipino is an Asian. I mean, Filipinos are Asian. But I mean, regardless of your ethnicity, your race, your color, your sexuality, it doesn't matter. What matters is your feelings, right? And your feelings matter. It matters to anything, to anyone. It needs to matter to anyone. Because if it doesn't matter to one person, it doesn't mean that it's over. Maybe that person is still trying to figure out what path are you heading because of your sexuality or race or such, but in the end, they will continue to love and accept it like their own experience, own sexuality, as long as you guide them there, as long as you assure them that nothing's, I don't know, I mean, nothing's bad or nothing's foul, there are no fallacies ahead, I mean, no behind the back scenes, hidden closets about who you are, then it will be fine. Anyways, let me talk to my Filipino community. I know that you're listening. Hello guys, kumusta kayo? What's up? Anyways, we're back again on Filipino season 4. Isipin niyo yon, 10 episodes puro Filipino culture characteristic or experience ang ating itinatampok or sinasabi, diba? Makaka-relate kayo. It's not only pure in English. It's not only in pure English. Hindi katulad ng ibang mga podcast episodes natin na iba na kadalasan puro sila English. And today, of course, there will be Taglish, but I'll try to balance the English and Tagalog. And diba? Oh, kakatapos lang ng Valentine's, bakit ang lungkot mo, sis? Bakit ang lulungkot natin, Mars, mga sis? Well, hindi naman natin masisisi ang mga tao ngayon dahil pagkatapos ng romansa, andyan na ang disgrasya. Hindi disgrasya na buntis ang sinasabi ko, ha? Hindi ko tulad sa first episode. Like, you know, I mean, I always get this jitters. For an example, yan, okay kami ng partner or for example boyfriend ko for a month, for an example lang, tapos maya-maya magbe-break yan, or maya-maya mangyayaring hindi maganda sa relationship, parang ganun, may mga ganong jittery feeling. Hindi may iwasan yan sa mga couples na I don't know, na hindi naman kailangan sa edad lang nakabase kung ganong naka alay yung maturity ng couple or bawat isa sa kanila. It depends on how these two people try to embrace what they have, embrace their flaws together, learn to go together, go to different places, path while holding hands. Not exactly holding hands na hinahawakan niya lang, holding hands that you know between to yourself and your partner that you are in this together, that there's no point in breaking the barrier whatsoever. There's always a choice in everything, choice in what you make, choice in what you love, prioritizing your friends, prioritizing your loved ones. Well, I have this friend. We've talked last night, I think. Yeah. We've shared I know you're listening right now. Alam ko nakikinig ka ngayon. Kikwento ko lang, pero hindi na kita papangalanan. Pero I want to share how we talked about being in a relationship. You know, she was having problems with her relationship, and I was having mine before. Okay, it was before. And you know, I really kind of relate myself to her. Hindi ko gusto yung mga tao nagsasabi na dadamayan mo lang yan dahil may kailangan ka sa kanya, dadamayan mo lang yan para pakitang tao para bumait siya sa'yo. No, I wouldn't do that. I would rather tell my true intentions, my feelings to that person, rather than being a fake friend and trying to pry my nose into someone else's business just to make fun of them or the situation. Indeed, it's not always that. People tend to think about that, but it's not always that. What I love about other people is they try to listen to our thoughts, listen to our statements, na as if naman na hindi na nila napagdaanan or na hindi pa nila napapagdaanan, di ba? But it's a great thing. No, it's not a great thing. It's the great thing. Because why settle for less? Why settle for a friend who doesn't appreciate what you're talking about? It doesn't mean if that friend doesn't really appreciate what you're talking about, it doesn't mean that they're abandoning you or they're not interested. There are times that they have problems themselves, and they can't even control their emotions. They can't even change their perspective into a better one. And then you're asking about yours, right? But you know, it's not always a problem. It's the problem of being sincere. People might think na hindi ka genuine sa intentions mo, but once you've learned about all of those intentions, mind you, you will be glad that you did it. Hindi nasusukat ang pagkakaibigan sa pagsasabihan lang ng sekreto, sa pag-share lang ng opinions or thoughts. Nandun dun yan sa kung paano kayo nagkoconnect. And now back to our conversation, my friend and I. She was having this problem about her relationship. And I told her, it's toxic. I didn't say it directly, like, it's pure toxic, no. Like, what do you feel? Or how do you feel? Masaya pa ba siya? Nalulungkot ba siya? Natatakot ba siya? Sawang-sawa na ba siya? Pagod na ba siya sa relationship na yon? Hindi na ba niya tinatanggap yung thought na hanggang dun na lang ang kaya nilang dalawa? Or hanggang dun na lang ang relationship nila? Or hanggang dun na lang tatagal yun? Diba? Ang daming mga tanong na pwede mong itanong sa kanya. And I'm really, really glad that she was brave enough to say those things to me. Well, in fact, na hindi naman kami magkasama. Not always, but we communicate. Not just by saying our intentions, saying our stories, but of course, saying our sentiments. Sinasabi namin yung nararamdaman namin. Hindi siya perfect. Hindi kailangan maging perfect. Lalo na sa mga bagay na ganun. But the important thing is, you understand each other. Right? Moving on. Her relationship is somewhat related to a lot of couples. In the first glance, people tend to, you know, be humble, be loving, romantic. When we say romantic, please let's normalize about seeing or saying gestures. I mean, like, romantic things can be like cooking food for your loved one, right? It's not always about the chocolates, the flowers, even those little details, things. They can help and they can be considered as a form of romantic relationship with your partner. I told her a very, I don't know if it was a convincing advice. Aside from plugging my podcast to her, I told her a lot of things that maybe I thought that I wouldn't have applied to myself, but I thought that she would have applied if I was in her position. And I think it kind of helped. So to you, my friend, oh my God, to you, my friend, I'm really hoping that your relationship with the next one, kasi sabi ko, wag niya nang ipilit yung sarili niya. I mean, wag niya nang i-expect na magbabago ang isang tao, or wag niya nang i-expect na magiging maayos yung relationship na yun kung paulit-ulit din lang. I mean, paulit-ulit na ganun na magsasorry, and then mamaya, ganun na naman, and then mag-aaway na naman, diba? Parang ang toxic na. So sabi ko sa kanya, girl, you should step up on your game. And no, di ko naman sinabing you should step up. Parang pinaintindi ko sa kanya na kailangan niya ng i-end yung problem na yon para maging masaya na siya. But it doesn't necessarily mean na kapag ginawa niya yung sinabi ko, magiging masaya na siya. And I said, I'm not really trying to manipulate you. Hindi ko sinabing pinapangunahan ko siya. Hindi ko siya pinapangunahan naman talaga. I was just saying my experience, and I was just saying na kung ako yung nasa lugar mo, I would do the same as I was saying right now. Kasi wala ka ng choice. Bakit mo pa ipipilit yung sarili mo sa isang taong ayaw ka na? Bakit mo pa ipipilit yung isang taong na mas pinaprioritize pa yung ibang tao kaysa sa'yo? Yes, let's have a deep dive into what a priority should be. Hindi naman sinabi pag sinabi natin na priority, kailangan siya ganito lang. No, you should set boundaries. Alam mo yung priority between family, your girlfriend or boyfriend, friends, excuse me, your companions, diba? It doesn't really necessarily mean na alam mo yung boundaries between those. But you know your limits. And the boundaries within will make a difference. Pag alam mong iset yung boundary na yun at alam mong i-balance yun into a very useful manner or thing, malalaman mo na it will do good. It will be the better thing. It will be the best thing to do. Kasi instead of staying in the toxicity, mas pinipili mo na maging maayos para sa sarili mo. Hindi lang para sa iba at hindi talaga para sa kanila, kundi para sa'yo. Para kanino mo ba inaayos sa sarili mo? Diba? To avoid toxicities. To get a hold of yourself. Hindi mo inaayos sa sarili mo para lang sa isang tao. Hindi mo lang din inaayos sa sarili mo para sa iba. You should be doing that for yourself. Para pag nagmahal ka na ng iba or nagmahal ka na ng bago, wala na magiging problema. Magmamahal ka ulit. And it will come a time that it will hurt again. Paulit-ulit, diba? Kasi ganoon na magmahal. Hindi siya pagmamahal kung hindi ka nasasaktan. Hindi mo mamahalin ang nanay mo, hindi mo mamahalin ang kapatid mo, kung sino man, kung wala kang pagmamahal na nararamdaman. Hindi mo rin mamahalin yung girlfriend or boyfriend mo kung wala kang pagmamahal na nararamdaman. Hindi mo mamahalin, diba? Hindi ka ma-hurt kung hindi mo sila mahal. Hindi ka ma-hurt kung wala kang pakialam sa kanila. Hindi ka rin ma-hurt sa mga nagagawa nila sa inyo paminsan-minsan na hindi maganda or hindi ka tanggap-tanggap kung hindi mo sila mahal. Kasi kung mahal mo sila, bakit iisipin mo na bakit naman ganun? Ba't ganun ang ginagawa niya? Bakit ganun ang pinapaintindi niya? Bakit ganun ang trato niya? Kasi mahal mo. At hanggat kaya mo, binibigyan mo ng importansya yung relasyon ninyo. Binibigyan mo ng importansya yung respeto ninyo sa isa't isa. Na instead na maghanap ka kaagad ng iba, na kahit hindi niya alam, kasi palagi naman siyang wala, nasa kaibigan niya, nasa barkada niya, nasa iba. Siya pa din ang pinipili mo sa paglubog ng araw. Sa bawat araw na lumilipis, siya pa din. Lumilipas rather, siya pa din. And it wouldn't change. Because you would not change for yourself. Kasi hindi mo sinasabi sa sarili mo na tama na. I've been there. There are a lot of times. And there were a lot of times. Hindi lang sa isang couple relationship, kundi sa mga bagay din. And I've taken my stand on whether to continue or just eradicate those people or erase them in my life. Kaya ang sinasabi ko, ang pagmamahal, hindi ka masasaktan kung walang pagmamahal. Kasi kung hindi mo mahal, bakit ka masasaktan? Bakit mo gustong mahalin ka niya ulit ng katulad ng noon? Bakit mo gustong mag-set siya ng boundaries para sa ibang tao, para naman masolo ka niya, o para naman magkaroon kayo ng baby time or babe time? Diba? People were really not what they may seem before nung nakilala mo, pero nung nakilala mo sila at ganun ang ugali nila, tinanggap mo pa din, pero diba? It's a matter of trying to get a hold of yourself. Hindi naman natin sinasabi na tayo ay kumbaga nagpapakabuo ulit para naman ay wasakin ng ibang tao. Nagpapakabuo tayo ulit para makahanap ng taong mas bubuo pa sa atin, at hindi lang sa atin kundi sa sarili din nila. Kasi pabalik, bubuoyin din natin sila. Vice versa yon. Pero kung hinahanap mo lang ang bubuo sa'yo at hindi mo din sila bubuuin o hindi mo din sila pupunuin na pagmamahal, ano pa ang silbi na naging kayo? Talking sense, diba? We're just talking about the reality or the sense of life, and of course in our relationship or in our own perspectives. Kasi a lot of people will think about those. Hindi lang natin nababanggit yan sa araw-araw, hindi lang natin natatakal yan. Pero, believe it or not, there are a lot of people trying to get a hold of those. And, mahirap. Mahirap dumating sa puntong yung cup mo or yung baso mo hindi pa puno. Pero siya punong-puno na, and then nag-ready na para maisalin sa iba. At ikaw, kulang na kulang ka, wala. Itatapon ka na. Kasi nga kulang eh. Kung kulang, bakit ka pa pipiliin eh? Meron namang mas puno dyan, di ba? Parang kape lang. Pag kulang yung kape mo, mas gagustuhin mo yung mas puno. Kasi mas gusto mo yun. Mas gusto mo napupuno ka. Mas gusto mo yung napupunuan ka ng energy, napupunahan ka ng pagmamahal, kumbaga sa kape, di ba? Mas gusto mo yung ganun. Pero yun nga, mas ginusto niyang pumili ng puno na cup o na baso kaysa sa'yo na inubos niya na halos wala nang natira at tinapon na lang. Kaya we always need to remind ourselves that if we are going to fulfill or fill other shoes or fill other gaps, gap between ourselves, gap between our relationship with this person, always remember not to give it your all. Kasi nanakawin yan. Nanakawin niya yan. Kapag nagkaroon siya ng chance, at alam niya sa sarili niya na may pupuno naman siguro dito ng iba. Mas karapat-dapat, sabi niya. Pero ang totoo nun, gusto lang niyang kumalas. Ano ba ang dapat mong gawin? Kaya nga sabi ko, you should fill your cup. Not only for that person that will come in your life, but for you to be whole again. And do not let that person ruin you by taking all those cups of love, of sacrifice, and everything from you. Because in the end, walang compromise. Hindi uso ang kompromiso or kompromiso. Hindi uso yun sa mga ganong bagay minsan. At ito pa, diba, ang toxic, sila pa yung umubos ng laman. Sila pa ang may ganang mag-demand. Yung kape ko nga eh, diba, inubos mo. Pero ikaw pa itong nagdeteman na gusto mo pa, eh nakahanap ka na ng ibang kape. Bakit hindi ka na lang dun kumuha? Total, lumipat ka na. Bakit kailangan mo pa yung brand ng kape ko or ng cup ko, diba? Mga ganun bagay. Mahirap maiwan. Mahirap ding iwan ang isang tao. Hindi sa lahat ng pagkakataon lahat ng umiiwan ay masama. Hindi rin sa lahat ng pagkakataon lahat ng iniiwan ay mabuti. Tandaan nyo yan. It's not all the time that everyone or anyone who's being left behind gets to be called as the angel. And those who left them are the demons. No. Kasi kung deserve mo namang maiwanan, why not? Kung hindi mo naman binigay ang pagmamahal, hindi mo naman binigay ang support, bakit ka pa niya kailangang pagtiisan? Bakit hindi na lang buuin niya ang sarili niya, hanapin niya ang sarili niya, kaysa magpakawasak pa ng lalo ay winasak mo na? At hindi naman dahil iniwanan ka niya, ibig sabihin nun, wala na siyang pagmamahal, pero mahal ka niya, kaso hindi na maganda, hindi na maayos. Ganun din sa mga umiwan. Hindi, porkit ikaw ang umiwan, ibig sabihin nun, napakahirap na yun sa part mo. Oo, mahirap yun sa part mo, iniwan mo, pero may mahal ka na palang iba. Buti sana kung mahal mo talaga at kinailangan mo yun dahil may mga bagay kayong kailangang pag-focusan na dalawa, ayusin sa buhay, di ba? Ganon. Pero kung ikaw self-entitled ka at gusto mo sa'yo lahat ng credit, o di go. Ay, the cycle of a relationship. It's not only intended for Filipino people or Filipino couples, but everyone, anyone can experience this. When you love someone, you have to be whole. Because if you're half, hindi ka puno. And that person needs your cup, your coffee, your strength, your energy. Ikaw ang talo. Kasi pag kinuha niya na yung natitira sa'yo nang hindi ka pa buo, wala nang matitira para sa sarili mo. Let's reflect on those things. I hope that you learned something today, and Yeah, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Season 4 of the Nagcast Podcast. This is me, Jenny, and waiting for the time to open up the Twitter account. So I'll see you next time. Tune in next time to the new episodes of the Nagcast Podcast, leaving you with a ciao. Bye!